almost said bat rankings. What even is this?
It's okay.
It's been like three series since. No, that's not true. Bat rankings beyond is a thing.
Yeah.
Welcome to Justice Rankings. Come for justice.
But stay for the league.
I'm your head scientist, Ben Creighton, with me as always.
Hey, it's Kenny Wendorski.
I'm done. I'm done with the class.
Woo!
I don't get the one thing I was telling Kenny. It's weird to get home from work and not either have to do homework or not be able to relax because I know that I'm procrastinating doing homework.
Yeah.
That's not living in the back of my head anymore, but I still haven't gotten like half the grades from my last class have not been graded. And at this point, because they have to be in by the 22nd, which is like, what, a week and a half? Something like that?
Next Friday.
Yeah.
Next Friday.
Yeah. So a week and a half. And at this point, it's like, now I hope it takes longer, because the longer it takes, the more likely it is that the instructor's just going to be rubber stamping. Yeah. Everybody gets an A. Fuck it. And, you know, no reason why I should be worried.
No.
It's all been fine. I've been phoning it in real hard.
That's right.
All of the assignments for this class that have been graded, like the first half of the class, have all been coming in good, so it'll be fine. But, you know.
You're free.
I am.
That's what's important now.
Yes. The robbery's what's important now. But, God, last Friday, it was last Saturday. It was the day after. I'd gotten all my assignments in, and I'm like, I'm gonna treat myself, because I'm still feeling like wound up and stressed. I'm gonna treat myself. I'm gonna go get a spicy tuna bowl from Ikkyu Ramen and a boba from the boba tea place. I'm gonna treat myself a little. And it was just a fucking comedy of errors. I get the boba, and you know how they have like the saran wrap real tight on the top,
yeah,
and you're supposed to kind of like puncture it with your straw. So I'm driving home, and I, sticking, like a stabbing motion, stick in the straw, and the thing fucking explodes all over my car. Okay, all right. Get the emergency paper towels from out of the glove box, wipe myself down, fuck. And half of the boba is still in there. I take a little sip, and it's delicious, and I put it back in, and there is a hairline crack right down the side of the plastic cup, so it's like this slow leak.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, just stay cool. I'm going to get home, and I'm going to transfer you into a cup that is in one piece, and this is going to be good. And it's just the whole way home, I'm hitting every red light. I take a wrong turn, and I wind up in the left turn lane that where you can't actually turn left because there's construction. And then the guy in front of me clearly doesn't understand that this is the case, because we were sitting there through like three cycles of the traffic light and the arrow never turns green because you're not allowed to turn left. And I'm hammering on my horn like, dude, you gotta go through. We can't. I know we're in this together, man. We made the same mistake. But I take the.
You go, I go.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen Backdraft, but that's.
Yeah. Finally, I have to just toss. I'm realizing I'm not going to make it home. I have to toss the cup out the window. Like, this is all going to wind up on the floor of my car anyway. And then I stop at a popcorn. I have a food truck. There's a food truck that sells kettle corn.
You usually have one that's right. Sometimes it seems like more like Mexican hot dogs, but
yeah. There's a Sonoran dog truck that stops at the same place. That day it was kettle corn. I see it. I'm like, I love kettle corn. I will stop and I will get that, and that'll be my treat. And I. You know, the friendly popcorn truck guy says, hey, how you doing today? And I say, well, honestly, I'm having a shit day. And he's trying to cheer me up. Oh, what's wrong, buddy? You know, he's a super nice guy, super polite. I say, it's no big deal. I'm just in grad school, and I just, you know, it's been stressing me out. He says, no, my son's in grad school. And then he, like, hits, you know, he's bragging up his son like older folks do. And he's doing it in a way that hits, like, every one of my insecurities. Like, yeah, he's got a full-ride scholarship, and he's an MBA, and he's going to be making all kinds of money. I'm like, that's nice.
He's got a big dick, too. He's driving a fast car.
Right? Like, I've got my fucking master's in special education. I've basically taken a vow of poverty here. Fuck. okay, I can tell you're trying. This is not doing... This friendly stranger at Christmas time that should be cheering me up is just not doing it for me, and it's not on him.
Yeah.
It's on me, but still. Yeah.
Wow.
Just the shittiest day.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Was that today or yesterday?
No, that was last Saturday. I'm fine now. Because that's the thing. All of those things are those like little things that would not bother me if I weren't already all fucked up in the head. Yeah. But that was like 3 days ago. 3 days of not having school, not having homework. So now I feel great. You can splash me with as many bobas as you want. I don't give a shit. I'm done with school.
Freedom.
Yes. I could watch Justice League.
That's right. Yeah. Speaking of freedom.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got no segue for
me neither. But we did watch Hereafter today.
We did.
Yeah. It was a pretty good one. We had a couple stinkers. This one was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This will be a Superman-centric episode.
Yes.
But in the meantime, our cold open. Did you get a bingo?
No bingo. I did get to mark off the... Oh, which square did I get to mark off? Hold on.
It's like a mysterious League of Assassins. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at his bingo right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's the only one that I got to mark off today was that guy voice cameo, because this League of Assassins, this was a real, like, what villains haven't we used in a while? Fuck it. Pull them out of the grab bag. But one of them's Kalibak. It's Michael Dorn, so I got to check off that guy voice cameo.
Nice.
Another one's Livewire, not, unfortunately, voiced by Lori Petty.
No, it sounded almost like someone doing the Arlene Sorkin voice. But
yeah.
I don't think it was Arlene Sorkin. But it sounded very Harley Quinn-esque.
I didn't catch that. I didn't retain the voice actresses. Now, she's fine.
Yeah.
But it was also, I looked up the credits. I'm like, they couldn't get Lori Petty back.
Her
they
voice
recast
is
that.
Super distinct.
It's... Yeah. Yeah. You can tell when it's Lori Petty. And I looked it up, and it was just some lady who voiced like three different parts. It was very clearly like, who we got in the studio today? Hey, you want to be Livewire?
Yeah.
Come on, let's do it.
Your girl want to play girl? Okay.
Yeah. having worked in a very minor degree in animation, like, I get it. Sometimes that's what you do.
Hey,
I'm a zombie lord in a mobile game.
Ooh.
It's not a good game. I downloaded it. I don't even remember what the name is. I downloaded it and tried to play up to where, because I'm like the third level boss or something, and I couldn't get that far because it's a bad game. And it's not like I have memorable lines. It's just like, but I happened to be at the studio that day, like, Ben, deadline. You want to be a zombie? Sure, I'll be a zombie. Please.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm sure it was that kind of situation. Yeah. But who else we got? We got Copperhead. We got Toy... No, Copperhead's later. We got Toy Man. Weather Wizard.
Yes.
Fucking Weather Wizard
came back.
Dig
that toy out of the box.
Yeah.
There's probably a few others in there.
Yeah.
They're all Superman villains.
Yep. Although Weather Wizard was... That was
it was a Flash team-up.
That was a Flash team-up. But they're all real pissed at Superman. They're in their hooded robes and, like, chanting their evil villain credo about, we're gonna fuck up Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our ceremonial table with the S symbol, and they all have daggers, and they strike the table.
Yeah.
They're up to something.
Yep. And we come back from our opening title sequence, and they're just kind of busting up downtown Metropolis. This is their whole plan, is let's make explosions happen until Superman shows up.
Which Batman shows up first.
Yeah, yeah. Batman and Green Lantern get
Green Lantern. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. They get the call. Apparently, these particular villains have not been watching the show. Like, did you not know that the Justice League exists? Did you not remember when the Earth got invaded by Martians?
Yeah. There's a lot of them now.
Yeah.
But, they're doing their you know, Berserker. Toy Man's in, like, a giant Pacific Rim machine.
Yep.
Mech, whatever, Voltron.
Yep.
And everybody else is causing havoc. Green Lantern shows up. We got Batman shooting missiles from his bat jet.
Yep. I think Batman secretly gets a kick out of, like, I get to fight some dudes with superpowers. You mean I get to pull out the big guns? Because, he's shooting fucking missiles at Kalibak, and it's, you know, it's a big...
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm making my notes. I'm like, okay, who does stuff and who doesn't really need to be there? We can just get it out of the way early. Hawk Girl, I'm sorry you're getting it again.
Look, I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm going to do it, okay?
Yeah.
There's like a shot where she rescues a civilian, but actually Green Lantern does the good because Weather Wizard's making like big tornadoes.
Right, yes.
And Green Lantern's just flying around like plucking civilians out of the air and cushioning them safe and sound and secure in their little Green Lantern ring bubbles. So good on you, Green Lantern. You did some good stuff today.
And Toy Man, his giant mech has a secret death laser.
Yep.
Shoots green laser stuff. And he's shooting at pedestrians. Luckily, the superheroes are there to save the day.
Yeah.
But he aims it at Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is knocked down by some rubble. Batman is right by her side. And Superman shows up and he's like, I'm going to sock you good. And Toy Man's like, well, I'm going to zap your buddies. And Superman's like, shit. So he like flies over and he gets zapped.
He does. And Toy Man is triumphant. Like, I did it. I blowed up Superman. I'm the coolest.
And Wonder Woman's mad.
Oh, she's
pissed. The most mad I've seen her in the entire series.
Yeah, it's doing that thing where all of a sudden, you know, it's been a pretty big bombastic, you know, triumphant music. But as soon as this beat happens, all of a sudden it's somber and it's raining.
Yeah.
And it's doing the thing where she's got rain pouring down her face. But she's very clearly crying, too. And she, you know, pulls Toy Man up by the collar and she's cocking her fist back, ready to punch a hole right in his face. But Flash comes up behind her and does the little, you know, puts her hand,
yeah,
his hand
it's
on her
wrist.
Not
what Superman would have done.
Yeah, fine. No,
no murder.
Yeah. I like the subtle callback, and I like that they have the self-control not to call it out, too. But this is kind of the moment where Flash is the conscience of the team, we've decided.
Yeah.
He's the one who keeps them all from going full fascist.
Yeah. So everyone's super depressed. There will be a funeral.
Yep.
And all are going to attend, except for Batman.
Yep, we get some fun cameos. You know, Orion shows up from frickin' mm-hmm. New Genesis. And, you know, lots of little panning shots of who would show up at a Superman funeral.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's mom is there. Kilowog from the Green Lantern's there.
Yep, Dr. Fate. And
the Supergirl. Yeah.
Yep.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. There's a cute little scene where Lex Luthor shows up and
yes.
Lois Lane gives him a big old slap across his face. You, this is what you've wanted for years, you big jerk. And Luthor's like, nah, we're best friends now. Remember how that happened? We're friends, but not really. I'm still totally evil, but I'm respectable again.
He probably just wanted to be the one to do it, so he's pissed about that. It's like the Joker one where...
Yeah.
Like, you killed Batman? I wanted to be the one to kill Batman.
Yeah, that's my job.
That's my whole thing.
Yeah.
Now what do I do?
But speaking of Batman, he's down in the Batcave, and Alfred's like, time for the funeral. You gonna go? Or Batman's like, no. He's like frame by framing through the footage of Superman, quote unquote, dying. And I like that they don't belabor this much. Batman, like, right away is like, now, he ain't dead.
Yeah.
We've been here. Come on. Come on.
He's got a lot of rubble from the fight that was touched by the laser. There's no heat, no radiation. It's very peculiar. So he thinks that this laser didn't kill Superman.
Yeah.
But he has no theory as to what it did do to Superman.
Yeah, but he does say not only is there no body, there's no ash, there's no residue, anything that got hit by this... We're assuming at this point disintegration beam is just gone. And Batman says, well, that's not how physics works. We're going to pay attention to physics for once.
Yeah, just a smidge.
Yeah, yeah. You can't just delete matter from the universe. Everything has to go somewhere. So something fishy's going on.
Yeah, but while he wants to investigate that,
yep.
The funeral's going on. They have a giant S-shaped memorial triangle thing. Whatever you would call it, memorial, I guess?
Yeah, memorial. Gravestone? And like, yeah. I'm pretty sure some of this imagery is pulled from the 90s comics Death of Superman arc.
Might be, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It's still part one, and we got 22 minutes to fill. Let's go up to the Watchtower.
We're going to do some drinks. We're going to drink our orange juice.
Yep.
And we're all going to talk about the old days. Like, remember when Superman, he held that grenade and it popped? And I was like, "You good, bro?" And he's like, "I'm good. Are you good?"
We
orange juice.
We drink our toasts of orange juice. There's a little discussion about should we be filling this slot in the league membership? And a couple of them, I like. We see who nominates whom to maybe fill Superman's slot. Flash says Aquaman. Talks to fish. He's real good.
Yeah.
Green Lantern suggests Metamorpho.
Yeah.
To which everybody says, no, fuck that guy. Hawk Girl says, Supergirl, she's young, but she punch good.
Yeah, she's Kryptonian.
Also, could we please get some more estrogen in this team? Wonder Woman's fine, but goddamn. But Wonder Woman says, well, Batman's technically a part-timer. Ask him to come on full-time.
Yeah.
But Batman's not about it, and he very short shrift. They call him up, like drunk dial. Hey, you're cool, Batman.
Yeah.
You want to be our real pal? And Batman says, no, I'm busy.
Sleep it off.
Click burr. So. But you know who does want to be in Superman's spot? It's fucking Lobo.
Lobo shows up. Remember Lobo?
And I think this is pretty good. I think we are getting informed. It's a good balance of we'll have our somber scene, we'll have our scene of people grieving, but we also intersperse that with here's Lobo to be a fucking cartoon character for the rest of this episode.
Lobo 90s smashes like Kool-Aid Man through the fucking watchtower.
Yep, to the electric guitar soundtrack and announces, I'm joining up. If Superman's dead, it's the main man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna Flash. Sit down, you're not needed. I'll be sexually harassing the ladies this episode.
And everyone, there is a fight. Of course there'd be a fight.
Oh, of course.
Of course. It's Lobo.
Yep.
But then after a while, Lobo is like, hey, why are we doing this? I'm not here for this. I want to join the team. And then there's an emergency.
Yep. Some of the previous villains broke out of prison and were joined by other villains. Now Deadshot and Copperhead are in the mix.
And Volcana, remember?
Oh, yeah. Volcana's in the mix.
She was like, you know what? Crime again.
Yeah. Why not?
The bikini lifestyle wasn't for me. Crime.
Oh, yeah. I fought Supergirl for a while, and now I'm back, baby.
Let's do this thing. So we're just causing madness.
Yeah, we're looting jewelry stores.
Superman's dead. We might as well.
Apparently none of these guys got the memo either. Like, Superman is, like, he's pretty good, but there's, like, seven of these motherfuckers.
This isn't risky business. The they're still parents. And so, here comes the parents.
Batman shooting missiles at people. Wonder Woman's fighting Kalibak. Star Sapphire's in the mix. She goes at it with Green Lantern. Yeah. It's a big old brawl. It's fine.
Yeah.
I like Flash. Flash gets a good moment because, you know, I'm always keeping my eye on him for the participation award, too. But he gets a good moment. He takes down Livewire because she's zipping around and she can turn into electricity. Nobody can really stop her. But at one point, she turns into electricity and is traveling through power wires. And Flash is the only one who can run fast enough to get ahead of her, yank the wire, and stick it in a puddle, which shorts her out. Yeah, I thought that was clever. That was good. Yeah.
Good on him.
But As this battle is kind of winding to a close, it's Lobo proves his worth by fighting Kalibak.
Which he does. He smashes him good. He's got a whole bunch of cars on the dude.
Yep. Makes him literally say uncle, which I enjoy.
Yeah. and they tell him, hey, man, you got to ease off.
Yep.
Don't kill. Yeah. Hurt him real bad.
Yeah.
But no killing.
Superman wouldn't want that. And we flash over to where guess what? Batman was right. Superman's alive.
Yeah.
We flash forward to where Superman is, and we just get one shot of Superman under some rubble. Not sure what's going on. And that's our end of part one. On to part two.
Yes. It turns out he was teleported. We just know he's teleported.
Yep.
So there's a red sun. We know he's got no energy now. Or no superpowers, I mean.
Yep, we get, as he's under this rubble, we see him bleeding a little bit. Not bad, but just enough to clue us in, like, okay, all right, there might be some actual stakes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in this, like, Mad Max hell world.
Yeah.
It's all, like, craters and desert, but every place that the disintegrator, what we thought was a disintegrator gun hit, had taken like a big chunk of the city and just teleported it, apparently.
Yeah.
And so Superman's like looking around. He's the only person who was caught up in this. And he's talking into his little ear communicator. He's like, I'm getting a signal. I'm getting a tracking location beacon. But nobody's answering. So I guess, I hope you can hear me. I'm just going to come to you. And he gets this like red Cadillac, loads it up with gas cans from all the other cars that got teleported, and gets all his like Mad Max supplies together and road trip, gang. Let's road go. Trip.
I like that. Anyway, yeah. So you get your wasteland exodus scene.
Yep.
Where Superman encounters many different obstacles.
Yep. Very little to no dialogue for like maybe the next 10 minutes of screen time. It's, you know, and when we were doing Batman Beyond, we would call out, this is a Samurai Jack episode.
Yes.
This sequence feels very Samurai Jack.
I was thinking of the Batman episode where Croc escapes on the train.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, and there's not a whole lot of talkie-talkie there. It's just Batman slowly and Croc slowly like going through this giant Grand Canyon area. So yeah, that's the vibe I was getting.
Yeah, yeah, I can see it. So yeah, we get this pretty extended but pretty good sequence of Superman like learning to survive in the wasteland. He grows out his cool post-apocalypse beard.
Yeah.
Which he seems to get in like a day and a half.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how often he shaves. Maybe that's how Kryptonians do. Maybe could their be. Beards just come in real fast.
Yeah.
But he has to fight some wolves, some like mutated post-apocalypse wolves.
Runs out of gas.
Yep.
Luckily, he's got like this metal rod that he kind of makes into a samurai sword.
Yeah, apparently one of the trunks of the cars that he was looting for supplies had just fucking Mjolnir in it.
Yeah.
It's this.
Yeah,
like,
that's right, you do have that.
It's like this metal mallet that looks like fucking Mjolnir from Thor. And
yeah.
He uses it to take this other, yeah, I don't know, this metal rod and forge it into a sword around his campfire,
sure.
Which is not how any of that works, but it's so cool, I kind of don't care.
Yeah, it does look like a sword at certain angles, and, you know, he's got his flowing cape, so it's very Eastern influenced.
Yeah, like Kroll the Conqueror, Conan the Barbarian.
There you go.
A pack of these mutated wolves attacks him around his campfire, and he kicks their asses so hard they become his sled dogs.
Yes. One of them he does clearly kill because he gets battle damage all over his costume.
Yep.
So he makes a loincloth and a full-on like jacket out of one of the wolves' fur.
Yep, but the other wolves are like, fuck, I guess you're in charge now.
Yeah.
We're going to pull your makeshift sled because it's snowing at this point.
Right.
And he finally gets where he's going and he sets the pack free. He finds this, like, kind of lush valley area and he's walking around trying to figure out what's going on. And what's going on is we're going to have a Planet of the Apes moment.
Yeah.
Only instead of the Statue of Liberty, it's the crashed ruins of the Watchtower. Fuck, Kenny, it was Earth!
Yes. Damn you! It still recognizes Superman's DNA or voice or whatever. It opens up for him. He walks on in.
I noticed this, too. The computer says, Comlink number 02 recognized. Batman set up the Watchtower. Clearly, he is 01.
Oh.
So, interesting to note that Batman, you know, obviously he put himself first, but like, yeah, if anything happens to me, Clark's in charge.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. He's trying to figure out what's going on. He's running out of energy in the Watchtower, and then there's a voice behind him.
Hey! Hey! He's got, you know, like the screen, the computer screen showing Superman present and all the other League members unaccounted for or something, and the voice says, yeah, they're all dead. Everyone's dead.
Yeah.
Except for me. Hey, it's me. It's Vandal Savage.
It's Vandal Savage!
It's Vandal Savage! He is literally immortal.
Yeah.
Cannot die. It's like, yeah, dude. It's been 30,000 years. It's been real fucked up around here.
Who here wants some exposition?
Yeah, so I've been sitting in the room, like, literally, like, 5 days after you died, I invented a gravity machine that turn the sun red somehow.
It was, yeah, it messed up the solar system.
Yeah.
So it did that. I think it blew up our moon. You know, mass hysteria, dogs and cats living together.
Yep. The entire world was destroyed, and so he's been all alone for 30,000 years, and he's given... I like this performance. It's restrained enough, but it's got just enough of this manic energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he feels like somebody who's been alone for 30,000 years.
He's got a whole bunch of books.
Yeah, I love it, too. He says, "Want to come over to my house?"
Yeah.
He's like that one friend that you had as a kid who's like super nice and friendly, but just a little too desperate sometimes.
Yeah. Joey!
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Superman goes, because as Vandal Savage says, you ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So he comes on over, and he's got all these books, and there's a self-help book. Superman's like, "Hey, what's up with this?" And he's like, "Well, I got issues, bro."
Yeah.
I done real bad, so... Plus, I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, it seems like he's been kind of starting and then abandoning various projects. He's got, like, a half-built rocket ship. Like, yeah, I thought about going to other planets, and I said, fuck it.
Yeah.
And he's got a big, like, farm. He's been working on robotics to grow food for him. Mm-hmm. And Superman, you know, has a nice dinner with Vandal Savage, because what have they got left to fight about?
Plus, he's starving. He's been out in the wasteland this whole time.
He's been subsisting on light-speed energy bars.
Yeah.
With Flash's face on him.
And, the whole world, it's 30,000 years into the future.
Yeah.
So that's what the beam did. It sent you into the future. This is what it is. This is all we got, so... You want to go to sleep? I got a spare room.
I got all the spare rooms in the world, literally. Superman wakes up in the night, and he's kind of poking around this weird fortress of solitude that Vandal Savage has going on. And he finds... I don't know. This was a bit of a plot contrivance, because he wanders into this huge empty room, like empty science chamber... And apparently this is as much as it takes to communicate it to him. Oh, time machine.
Yeah.
He wakes Vandal Savage up and he says, "Dude, you have a time machine?" And Savage says, "Yeah, but it doesn't work right. For some reason, the rules of time travel this episode, they're different every time we do it."
Right.
"But I'm not allowed to go back to any time when I already existed. And because I'm immortal, that means I can't really go anywhere." And Superman's like, "Yeah, but I'm not."
Oh, you know what?
Shit, dude!
It's so crazy, it just might work.
But we still got like 8 minutes left. You want to go fight some bugs?
Yes, it turns out the time machine, they fix it, but it needs a battery.
Yep.
And cockroach monsters stole the battery for reasons?
Yep, so they got to go fight some cockroaches together for a while. There's a line of exposition that this battery power generator is like a miniature sun, which is a nice bit of foreshadowing, because, of course, Clark gets knocked over into the generator, and there's like 2 seconds of, oh no, is he dead? But he's not. He just got his powers back because it's a little sun.
Yeah.
Yellow sunlight.
You know, he's able to fight off the cockroach monsters, saves Vandal Savage.
Yep.
And they return the battery to its proper place. And Vandal says, "I need you to find a dude."
Yep.
"And this dude is very important because these chain of events will lead to the destruction of the gravity bomb or whatever the fuck."
Yeah. Back then, right after you died, I steal an important piece of technology from a scientist named Ray Palmer, who we will later find out that's the Atom. He will be an important superhero. Well, he'll be a superhero. Let's get real. Later on.
And so you need to go there.
Yep.
And stop that. Save the cheerleader, save the world. Yep. So.
And Superman's kind of like, "What'll happen to you?" And he's like, "Fuck, I don't know, dude, but
anything's better than this."
Yeah. And so Superman, we cut back to the present where Lobo is making Kalibak say uncle, and everybody's making sure that that he doesn't kill him. And Deadshot, using his sniper missile launcher,
yes,
which he still has, he's about to shoot Batman, and that's when Superman comes out of nowhere and intercepts the missile, and everyone's like, "Shit, Superman's alive, cool!"
And he's all like, you know, Mad Max looking attire, and they're like, "What happened to you?" And he starts explaining, and as he's explaining it, he's like, "You know what? A lot."
Yeah.
I liked that line.
Yep.
A lot happened.
Let's... let's go save Ray Palmer and save the world. Come on, gang. And,
yahoo!
And they go off to do that. And we cut back to future Vandal Savage sitting alone in the wasteland looking at the Superman Memorial. Like, I hope he makes it. And these, like, ghostly images of people in future clothes start appearing. And sort of Back to the Future in place. And for just long enough that I'm thinking, so is future Vandal Savage going to, like, get to live in this utopian future city that's appearing? Mm-hmm. No. Vandal Savage fades out like a Back to the Future photograph and is erased from existence.
But he's super happy about it.
He's like, oh, he's stoked. Like, sweet. Oblivion.
Sweet, sweet release.
Ah, oh, death. Awesome. And that's the note we go out on.
Yeah.
That's Hereafter, volumes, or episodes, parts 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, did this episode hold up?
Yes, it does, but I will say my favorite of the two is the second one.
Yeah, 100% agreed, which is kind of the flip of a lot of these. A lot of times, the first part is really interesting setup, and then the second part is
smash, bang.
Yeah.
Blam, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I enjoyed this. This was fun.
Yep. It had some fun character stuff. I think it did a good job of balancing tone. And yeah, I really liked the as little sense as it makes, and it makes no goddamn sense. It was super fun watching Superman grow a barbarian beard and get a mutant wolf fur vest. And
I would 100% read a comic book where Superman has to travel the wastelands of Earth. That sounds like a comic I'm into.
John Carter of Mars starring Superman.
Yeah.
He has to marry the cockroach bug princess.
Sign me up.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, I think this is a good one.
Sweet.
All right.
But how good?
With science?
I'm a disciple of science.
Let's find out!
Oh! Well, Reginald's still in the future right now.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Is that going to be an issue?
Hold on. I'm getting something in my earpiece. He's telling me I need to fuck the cheerleader, save the world.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's... I have to sleep with every... Which cheerleader, Reginald? Oh, we lost the connection. Well, Kenny, I have to sleep with every cheerleader on Earth now. It's the only way.
Oh, my God.
Was
it at least... Did he say what team?
You know what? I think to be safe, just line them up.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Well, this might take a while. We might as well get relaxed.
Well, I'm doing this for science, so I'm going to put my lab coat on.
But if it's for science, you better take them pants
off.
Woo!
All right. Well,
I got bad news, buddy.
Oh.
The Oakland Raiders are up first.
Oh, man. Well, I got to do what I got to do for science. Kenny, while I'm doing that, you better read this list.
Wear a condom. That's all I'm saying. A Better World, Secret Origins, Murder, She Wrote, Savage Time, A Night of Shadows, and Blackest Night, The Enemy Below, Only a Dream, Eclipse, Tabula Rasa, Twilight, Brave and the Bold, Paradise Lost, Legends, and Justice for All, War World, Secret Society, Maid of Honor, Fury, Hearts and Minds, The Terror Below, Metamorphosis.
Kenny, I'm not a young man anymore. I just finished. I'm done. I'm take a nap.
Okay.
But let's do some science for... Yeah, we can do some science
first. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got that post-nut clarity.
Oh, man. That's...
Hey,
if you were still in psychology, I would ask you to write a paper and call it the post-nut psychology... By Benjamin Creighton. Jesus.
Oh, the Dallas Cowgirls are up next. Hey,
now that's more like it.
Hey, AI Ben, you want to sub in for me? Leave me out of this. Yeah, he'll take care of that one.
Nice.
Don't put words in my mouth. Flesh sack.
I look forward to hearing what AI Ben has to say.
Oh, he'll have all kinds of fun stuff to say about that.
I'm sure he will.
What I've just put him through.
AI Ben... Forced to save the future by having sex with the Dallas cheerleader squad. What could go wrong?
Kenny, is Hereafter better or worse than number 15 in Justice for All?
Yes, I think this one's better, which is ironic because it kind of has its own injustice thing in it.
they couldn't even be bothered to think up a name for.
Yeah.
Like, even the last one, we're the secret society. We're not secret. But we are a society. We're not going out of our way to keep this a secret, but we're the secret society. These new guys,
they all had like cloaks too.
Yeah.
Like the stone cutters, but they all was like, all right, gang, round robin. Toy Man! Livewire!
Who's going to kill Superman? We do!
We do!
Yeah, I agree. Better than Injustice for All.
Noise.
In that case...
Post-nut clarity.
Bumping up to number 13. Is it Hereafter or Paradise Lost? I think I'd give it to Hereafter.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I like John Reese Hades. I like that skeleton with his legs missing. But
yeah.
But I think I like Superman using mutant wolves as sled dogs better.
I liked seeing a switch with Vandal Savage, him realizing the error of his ways. That was good.
Yeah, it was fun. It's got a real, like, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Marvin the Paranoid Android vibe to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. In that case, is Hereafter better or worse than number 5, A Knight of Shadows? That was Etrigan, Morgan Le Fay, Batman fights a chair.
Ha! That was really good.
I
think this one was better.
I remember that one kept moving, whereas this one did drag from time to time. I also remember really liking Mordred, the forever little spoiled prince who was just always doing something silly in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And JJ, like, he had a little bit of a character arc. Like,
I forgot about that. He gets his brain kind of scrambled from, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, like this one did have some good character stuff. It was less of an arc thing and more of a just revealing character where we skipped right past Batman, like, starts to give a little speech to the Superman memorial. Like,
oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, I should have told you that I do respect you. Like, yeah, but we know. Come on.
Yeah.
We know.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
All right. I think it's close. Let's see, is it this one, Hereafter, or number 9, Eclipsed? I think I gotta give it to this one.
I like the way Eclipse kind of started with that trooper. Yeah, but then you had the Flash at the end who had the...
I
liked that comic booky part with the Flash at the end.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. And the cat and mouse through the watchtower with all the mind-controlled Justice Leaguers, that was fun. On the other hand, fucking Cult of Snake People.
Oh, I forgot about that!
Right?
I keep forgetting about Snake People. Okay.
And the whole subplot with Flash and his agent that just...
Yeah. I forgot about the creepy agent dude. Okay. Yeah.
All right. It's the thing. You remember the good parts, and then you think about it, and it's like, oh, wait, there was, like...
I'm the opposite about work, though. I'm always like, oh, this customer was mad about this, or, oh, we ran out of this, and always, and I don't think about it. It's like, yeah, but you did serve, like, 300 people. Yeah. So, how about the ones that were happy? How about you think about that?
Yeah. Well, let's think about this. Which is better, this episode, Hereafter, or number 8, Only a Dream?
I remember that one. The nighttime Sandman, but not Sandman.
Yeah, Dr. Destiny, Batman drinks lots of coffee. It's one that I always have a hard time really calibrating my feelings on.
Yeah, it's creative.
Yeah. I like this one because at least by the time we got to the second part, unfortunately that first part really was a lot of padding, but that second part, we're following just one character and it feels contained, And it feels different, which so many of these episodes run together, wind up being a big dumb doomsday punch fest at the end.
I think this is the first time where I couldn't say that with exact certainty, but I felt like this is one of the rare times, I'll say rare times, that the second part was to me more interesting than the first part.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen very often in this series, so that was a unique spin. Yeah, let's go with this one.
Yeah, I think I'd give this one the edge. All right. Getting real close now. Is it this one, Hereafter, or number 6 in Blackest Night? That was that first Green Lantern-centric, Green Lantern on trial, Space Pirate Odo. The whole planet full of people were under a cloaking device.
Yeah.
I do always, whenever that episode comes up, I go back to that moment where Green Lantern is willing to be put to death.
And Flash was willing to be there by his side.
Yeah. As much as didn't work in that episode, that moment worked. And that was early on in this show where we really needed to be establishing those characters. So I think I might give the edge to that one, but I'm not married to it.
I'm okay with that one because that one, I think, is a whole two parts is solid.
Yeah. Yeah, this one, like, if you asked me to watch part 2 again right now, I would. If you asked me to watch the whole thing all the way through from part 1, I'd be like, eh.
I congree.
Do I gotta? Yeah. All right.
I said I congree. I concur. I agree.
Yeah. All right.
You know what? I congree. Let's make that.
Yeah.
Apparently Riz was the latest word, or the word of 2023.
Oh.
Riz has entered our dictionary language.
Well, that sounds about right, because it's December, 11th, 12th? December 12th. So, yeah, that makes sense that our out-of-touch white asses are only hearing about it, the word of the year now.
My nephew, oh, bless his heart. Remember how we talked about, they broke up yesterday.
Oh, well.
It's a good thing he didn't buy that $250 necklace,
Jesus.
Yeah. Saved himself some cash this holiday season.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but he uses Riz a lot. And I was always like, does that mean jizz? Because I'm thinking skeet, skeet, skeet. And no, Riz means I've got charisma.
Yeah.
And if you say I've got no Riz, it means you've got no, like, not great with the ladies.
No play, no swagger.
Yes, swagger. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
There we go. I've got...
Riz, word of 2023.
Well, I've got, like, 3 more weeks to use that, and then we're on to the next word.
Yeah, them's the breaks.
Yep. But in the meantime, we've got one decision left to make, and it is Hereafter better or worse than number 7, The Enemy Below?
No.
Yeah, Aquaman hacks off his fucking hand, and that is more metal just in that moment.
Yeah, once again, that's a good two-parter that both are strong.
Yeah, also, pretty solid all the way through. So yeah, I'm going to concur. I'm going to congree.
Yeah!
We can try to make that one
suck
the word.
Suck on that, Webster!
Yeah, make that the word for 2024.
Yeah, is Webster's Dictionary still a thing?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Okay, good for them.
Yeah, they're doing it.
I don't know, the world's ending.
It's true.
It wouldn't shock me.
If I woke up tomorrow and the sun was red and there were rings around the moon, I'd be like, yeah, no weirder than most of the shit that's gone down. But let's see what kind of shit... Well, first, let me mark that down for official posterity so that the cockroaches will know what we accomplished as a species.
I took a... Sarah stopped by McDonald's with the kids for Happy Meal. She's like, you want anything? I was like, yeah, give me a McRib. And she's like, they quit selling those. I'm like, why? The world's ending. Just give me a... Just let it be permanent on the menu.
I mean, I think at this point they've brought it back often enough that it doesn't feel special anymore. So you might as well just leave it there.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, like
just let me have this.
Come on.
I don't know what the future holds, but I know I want a McRib now.
Apparently, it has to do with pork prices. That's why they bring it back. If pork's cheap, they'll bring it back.
Oh,
yeah. That's the only reason.
Okay.
So you know, we all learned something today.
We learned a lot today
about
Ben.
The McRib.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what we're going to learn. Oh, by the way, marking it down at the new number eight spot, just below number seven, Enemy Below, and just above number nine, Only a Dream.
Top 10.
Hereafter, top 10 episode. That seems about right.
Yeah.
And next week, next episode, I should say, is going to be Wild Card.
Okay.
I know it's the Royal Flush Gang, but there are a couple of Royal Flush Gang episodes, and there's one in particular that's like top 10 episodes of the entire DCAU in my book. And I don't think it's this one.
Okay.
I think that one's in Unlimited, but I could be wrong. So we'll see.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that one, the one that I'm thinking of, stands out so hard in my memory that I really couldn't tell you about any other episode.
Okay.
But it's going to be a different Royal Flush Gang, because this will be like...
Present day.
So not the same Royal Flushes, the King and the Queen and Ten and Jack from Batman Beyond. So we'll see how it do.
Okay.
And Kenny, where can folks see how you do?
I do good on Wyski TV, on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. How you do?
I do twitch.tv/BenCreighton. And you can do us like the Dallas Cowgirls just did.
Yeah. Good job, AI Ben.
Yeah, you did great. I honestly, I might need to deactivate him. He's going to make me look bad in front of my fiance.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. He's developed self-preservation. Well, that's a storyline we'll keep going with.
If we remember.
Something, anchor.fm/batrankings. You can pledge us $1, $5, or $10 a month. You can subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. You can leave us a voice message. Hi, Barda, for you. She's over there on the Discord server, bit.ly/landoftheblind. I did a giveaway. I just got back. I went to the post office yesterday. I did a giveaway on Twitch. I gave away a little emulation handheld, sort of like the one that I gave you for Christmas last year, or your birthday, or whichever it was. Yeah. So, yeah, Bard won that, so...
Hey! Yeah.
So that was fun. And you can have fun with us in 2 weeks for Wild Card.
Bye, everybody!